You have your Bibles, turn with me, please, to the book of Psalms and chapter 119. Let's stand in reverence to the Word of God. We're going to start reading in verse 41, read down through verse 48 this morning. Verse 41 through verse 48. The Bible said, "Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever." And this is the scripture that God worked in my heart for the service today. "I will walk and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in the commandments which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes." You can be seated. Brother Chris, make your way up here and pray for your pastor this morning. Pray for the service. Thank you.
Father, we've come to the most important time of the service. And Father, Lord, we've got, Lord, the gifts that have come from heaven. Lord, we've got your word. We've got your spirit. And Lord, we've got the pastor of this church. Father, we pray, God, that you would reach down, Father, that you would anoint your man, Lord. And I pray, God, that you would, Lord, make ready the hearts of these that are here. Lord, you know the needs, Father. There's some here, Lord, that need to be saved. There's some here, Lord, that need help, Lord, physically, mentally, spiritually, Lord. Father, I pray, God, that we would be aware that there's a spiritual battle going on. And Lord, I pray, God, that you would win the victory. Lord, help us now, Lord, to listen, to hear, and to do, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Chris. I want to preach today on this subject, I will walk at liberty. I will walk at liberty. The Word of God said over there in the New Testament to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And then the Bible said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And I thank God this morning that we have the liberty in our country to worship, to work. Amen. And I praise the Lord for that liberty. But I also praise the Lord that according to the Word of God, the Bible said, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. That there's a bondage that we've been set free from, the bondage of sin. Amen. And God didn't set us free so that we could sin. Paul said, God forbid, but he set us free so that we could serve. I want to give you just, I think, four things this morning in the message and talking about walking at liberty in these verses right here that are before us. The first thing in the message today was it involves a deliverance. And I thought about this. The Bible said, let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. I thank God that there was a day in my life when justice called in my life, but justice didn't answer. Mercy answered. I didn't get what I deserved. My father was a wonderful man. My father loved to talk to people about their soul. He had a couple of things that I'll never forget. One is when somebody asked him how he was doing, he would always say, better than I deserve. All the way up to the end when Dad was spitting up blood and knew that he was on death's doorstep, he was still had that understanding that all he ever deserved was to fry in an awful place called hell. And because of Calvary, the only fire he was ever going to feel was burning in his heart. Another thing my dad would say to people, I've heard him say it over and over, he'd say, the breath you have in your chest is yours. He said, the next one belongs to the Lord. He can give it to you, or He can take it away from you. There's Scripture to back that up. The Bible said, in Him we live and move and have our very being. Amen. And I thank God for the deliverance that comes through God's mercy and through God's salvation. I wanted to give you a thought that came to my mind as I was studying. In 1776, there was a Declaration of Independence. And that declaration declared that those colonies, I believe 13 at the time, would be independent from the King of Britain. And they were delivered. These people were delivered from the British rule. And I got to thinking about a contrast. When I got saved, there was a declaration of dependence on the King of Glory. Amen. I didn't want to be independent from Him. I wanted to be dependent upon Him, and I did. And He delivered to the Bible rule. He didn't deliver me from a king. He delivered me to the King. The Bible said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. You think about that. A young man, 27 years old, opened his heart, and the King of Glory stepped right into my life. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. He was stronger than my guilt. He was stronger than my sin. Amen. And I thank God that He revealed His arm to me that night. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. The Bible said over there in the book of the Revelation, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, oh, happy day when I heard the voice of the Lord. Amen. And He said, if any man hear my voice and open the door, He said, I'll come into him and sup with him and he with me. Thank God for the Savior. It involves a deliverance. The Bible said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? I want you to think about this. Peter Forsyth, he was right when he said this. He said, the first duty of every soul is to find not its freedom, but its master. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, I tell you what, I served for 27 years under an awful master. Amen. I'm talking about old Slewfoot. Amen. He's a liar. He's never going to lead you in the right direction. I was quoting that from Psalm 23 at the graveside yesterday. The Bible said, He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. I'll tell you, beloved, if you're not walking in a path of righteousness, it's not the Lord leading you. Amen. It's somebody else that's leading you. And when you walk at liberty, it involves a deliverance. Secondly, in the message today, when you walk in liberty, it involves a determination. If you look at verse number 44, the Bible uses the word continually. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. I believe we need some more of that in this generation. Some determination, amen, to go on with God. Notice here, if you will, in verse number 45 here, the Bible said, I will walk at liberty. Not I might, not I think I will, not I hope so, but I will. There's a determination in the psalmist's voice and in his heart. In verse number 46, he said, I will speak of thy testimonies. You know, I know, listen, that without Him we're nothing. Without Him we can do nothing. But I'll tell you something right now. If you know Him, you've been delivered, beloved, then by the grace of God you are what you are. And by the grace of God you can do what God wants you to do. Amen. And His grace was bestowed upon us, was not in vain. Look at 47. And I will delight myself in thy commandments. Think about that. There's a determination here. Not I'm going to try, amen, but I will, amen. After all He's done for me, I will live for Him, amen, and walk in that liberty wherewith He set me free. And then in verse number 47, He said, I'll delight myself. In verse number 48, it changes a little bit, but He said, my hands also will I I mean, that's just turning those two words around. But there's a determination here. I'll lift up unto thy commandments. I appreciate the Lord, don't you? The Bible said here, so shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me. For I trust in thy word, and take not thy word utterly out of my mouth. For I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. I remember somebody told Brother Mays Jackson one time, I'll never forget this. He said, they said, Brother Mays, I can't keep the commandments. And this is what Brother Mays said. Said, just exactly which one are you having trouble with? Amen. Which one? Now, you don't keep the commandments to be saved. Amen. But Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. He saves the man and gives him the power, amen, and the strength to walk with God. But there needs to be a determination. Jude said, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. We need some people in America with some grit. Amen. That says, hey, 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 that flag is to be raised high. It's not to be walked on. It's not to be spit on. It's not to be poured gasoline on. Amen. I don't know about you. I can't help but see it when it comes in the news. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If somebody's trying to do it in my presence, I'm going to do my best to do something about it. Amen. And you know what I thank God for? I live in an area of the country. Brother Randall, I believe I'd have me some help right quick. Say amen. We need to stand, and having done all, to stand in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Listen to what Paul said about this determination. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. He said, Brother Chris, you brought it up in the prayer room. Paul saying, I ain't there yet. I ain't arrived. Amen. I tell you what, we're not going to arrive till we step off on heaven's shore. We'll be growing. We'll be learning. Amen. In the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. He said, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. If you read this, beloved, in its context, when Paul said forgetting those things which were behind, he was talking about all those degrees you could hang on the wall. He had all that education. He said, find me a dunghill and pile that on it. Amen. That I might win Christ. Amen. He was a humble man because God took the pride out of him. Amen. And helped him to understand his dependence on him. Paul said, listen, I want you to think about this. A man with all of that education, a man with all of that experience, he said, I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Everywhere he went, I tell you what, I heard a preacher say one time, I love this, Brother John, he said, if you don't know what to preach, he said, just take a text and run to Calvary. Boy, I like that. I tell you, everywhere Paul went, he'd just take a text, Brother Chris, and run to Calvary. He wanted to tell them about a Savior, amen, that loved them and died for them, amen, on an old rugged cross, and how that he had met that Savior on the road to Damascus. What a blessing that is. Not only, beloved, walking at liberty, does it involve a deliverance, and does it involve a determination. But I'm going to give you a third thing. It involves a dedication. In 1992, the Summer Olympics, it featured two tremendously memorable moments. And that list, I thought about my young preachers this morning, Brother Jason, when I was reading this. I really did. And listen to me a minute. There was an American sprinter, Gail Devers, the clear leader in the 100-meter hurdles. He tripped over the last barrier. She tripped over the last barrier. And she agonizingly pulled herself to her knees and crawled the last 5 meters, finishing fifth. But I like these words, but finishing. Glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. I got to thinking, Brother Chris, this old pastor might trip, amen. I just hope and pray to God somebody come along, put an arm under each arm and say, let me help you, brother, across the finish line, amen. You've come too far to look back, amen. Let me help you a little ways, amen, down the road. Even more heart-rending was the 400-meter semifinal in which British runner Derek Redmond, he tore a hamstring and fell to the track. He struggled to his feet and began to hobble, determined to complete the race. His father ran from the stands to help him off the track, but the athlete refused to quit. He leaned on his father, and the two of them limped to the finish line, glory to God. And they said the applause was overwhelming, amen. I tell you, give us some people that got some determination in their heart. Not just the start right, but the finish right for the glory of God Almighty, amen. It involves a deliverance. It involves a determination. But then it involves a dedication. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? I want you to see this right here. I want you to see this. This is to me is awesome. What God showed me right here in these few verses. The Bible said here, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. He said, my hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Now, I want you to think about this. I'm going to give you a verse of scripture, and then we're going to go back and cover this just a little bit. Watch this. The Bible said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Remember, it started in mercy. Guess what? It's going to continue in mercy. Guess what? It's going to end in mercy. Say amen. Amen. It's mercy from start to finish. It's grace from start to finish. It's faith from start to finish. A lot of people think you come to an altar and you get saved by faith and then you get up and live the rest of your life trying. No, you started out trusting. You live trusting and you cross the river trusting the Lamb of God. Amen. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. Holy. You say, well, boy, I would die for the Lord. That's what Peter said. You know what Jesus says? He don't want you to die for Him. He wants you to live for Him. A living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable. Now, if you're going to live for Him, there's something going to have to die. And that's your flesh. Amen. Your flesh don't want to live for Him. How many's done figured that out? Your flesh don't want to do right. How many's done figured that out? Say amen. That's why there's a battle that goes on every day between the spirit and the flesh. One old preacher said it's like there's two dogs down inside of me fighting, a good dog and a bad dog. Somebody said, which one wins? He said, whichever one I feed the most. You feed that bad dog's going to have his way. But you feed the Lord, you feed the spiritual man. And that spiritual man will give you victory in the Lord. The Bible said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He said, I'm going somewhere. Wait just a minute. He said, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that's among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. It looks to me like in the context right here, Brother Chris, God is saying, well, man, he's liable to dedicate his life to the Lord. He's liable to being conformed to the image of God's Son. He's transformed by the renewing of his mind. And if he's not careful, he'll begin to get puffed up. And the very next verse says, I say through the grace given unto every man that's among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. In other words, beloved, if there's anything good in my life whatsoever, He's responsible for it. All the bad I'm responsible for, but all the good He's responsible for. Thank God. Watch this now. The dedication that's being portrayed here in these verses. You see, I beseech you that you present your body a living sacrifice. Remember that? Look at verse number 45. I will walk. You know what that takes care of? My feet. Think about that. I will seek. You know what that takes care of? That takes care of my eyes. What am I going to do? I'm going to walk at liberty. I'm going to seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies. That takes care of the part that's the hardest for anybody to take care of, and that's our mouth. Say amen. Amen. Words are like arrows. I used this illustration years ago in a Christian school. I don't know how many times Brother Chris in an archery tournament. I loved to shoot archery tournaments years ago until I messed my back up. Loved it. I didn't like it. I loved it. Amen. I didn't like it when you stepped up and you had to be touching the peg when you fired the arrow. And I didn't like it when there's a turkey target sitting out there about 35 yards and one guy's done shot in front of it, another guy's done shot over it, another guy's done shot over it. I'm the last guy. You step up and you touch the stake and the guy behind you says, here's where we're going to find out if the preacher man's living right or not. Yeah, that's pressure, brother. Amen. What do? I'll tell you what you do. Under your breath, you say, God, I'm trying to win these boys. Lord, you help me. You got to study the distance. Some was guessing it too far, and some was guessing it not far enough. But I tell you what, I love that story. You ever heard Brother Steve Robertson talking about shooting that basketball? He said an angel from heaven came down, grabbed that ball, brought it over there. I tell you what, I believe an angel from heaven came down, grabbed that arrow, and just pointed it right into that ten ring. I didn't boast because I knew it wasn't me. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. You say, Pastor, why? What's that got to do? I'm talking about words. There have been times, listen, I've turned that arrow loose and I knew it was going to hit its mark. There have been other times, I'm telling you, just as soon as it left the bow, I'd give anything, Brother Dale, if I could run out there and catch that arrow and bring it back and shoot it again. Words are the same way. I've spit things out of my mouth. I'd give anything if I could go out there and get them and bring them back. Amen. But the Word of God said here, it's dedication. His feet are dedicated. His eyes are dedicated. His mouth is dedicated. Verse number 47, he said, I will delight myself in thy commandments. That takes care of my heart. Say amen. Ain't that good? And then in verse number 48, the Word of God said, my hands are dedicated. Glory to God. It looks to me like God's getting the bases covered, that this body of ours might walk in liberty for his name's sake. Amen. And then he ain't done yet. He said, I'll meditate in thy statutes. You know what that takes care of? Your mind. Amen. You know where most battles are won and lost? Right there between your ears. Say amen. Most battles are won and lost. Let me give you something before I move on. Every deed was once a thought. Every deed was once a thought. Think about that. No wonder the Apostle Paul encouraged us to bring those thoughts into captivity. Amen. In other words, don't let those things, as Brother Jason told us the other day in Sunday school, hey, that bird, it might fly over your head, but don't let it build a nest in your hair. Amen. I went down last night and I don't know how in the world I ain't already been eat up with hornets. I've got a shed down there on the bottom part of the property and I've mowed all the way around that thing and there's a hornet's nest hanging there as big as a basketball. Well, when I seen it, I determined I'm going to do something about it. I got me some diesel fuel and put it on a rag. You know what I done? I said, might catch shed on fire. Plan B. I had a flashlight and I shined it up there. It was just getting good and dark and them bees were still coming in and out. I said, now they ain't supposed to be doing that. They supposed to have went to bed for the night. So I went up the house and I waited about 10 o'clock. I went back down there and I had a can of that hornet spray and I said, I'm going to take care of that. You know what I did? I sprayed them. Amen. I'm going to tear that nest down. You know what we need to do with some of them nests? Tear them out of our hair. If Jesus has done forgive you, they don't belong there. Say amen. Amen. Just tear them out of your hair. Amen. And I appreciate the Lord. It involves a dedication. Walking at liberty. There's a deliverance that must take place. There's a determination that we must have. And then there's a dedication for the children of God. We can dedicate our bodies unto the Lord. Then lastly in the message today, it involves a declaration. The psalmist is saying something to us here. The Bible said in verse number 46, I believe it is, the Bible said, I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. Let me ask you something. I don't think you've lived for the Lord very long at all. How many's ever had the Lord to nudge you and you didn't mind him? He wanted you to say something and you just held it in. How many of you like me just felt like a dog? Amen. I'm going to tell you something, beloved. Listen, it involves a declaration. I believe one of the reasons our country's in the mess it's in is because of people that refuse to speak up. Amen. That refused. And I'm going to lay a lot of that in the pulpit. Men won't call sin, sin anymore. Amen. They just tiptoe through the tulips. And we need to declare the whole counsel of God. He said, I will not be ashamed. And then in verse 43, he said, take not thy word out of my mouth. Let me give you several things about this declaration and I'll be finished this morning. Number one, it's a declaration that's personal. Listen to what Psalm 66:16 said. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. It's personal. I can't declare, Brother Dale, as long as I've been knowing you, what God's done for your soul. And you can't declare what God's done for my soul. But you can declare what God's done for your soul, and I can declare what God's done for my soul. Every one of us that have been born again, saved by the grace of God, have something that's precious. It's a testimony. Yes, there's some common denominators, but there's something different about every one of our testimonies. Amen? And we ought to share that. It's personal. It's a declaration that's personal. And then it's a declaration that's public in the house of God. Listen to Psalm 22:22. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, we don't need to be ashamed of Jesus. Amen. We don't need to be ashamed. And then not only in the house of God, what about outside the house of God? Psalm 96:3 said, declare his glory among the heathen. His wonders among the people. There's heathen that need to know. Amen. By the way, that's what we were. For we come to the Lord, say amen. Bunch of heathen. Amen. And then, not only is it a declaration that's personal, a declaration that's public, but it's a declaration that's praising God. The Bible said, one generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen to me, Bible Way Baptist Church. If we're not praying for these little ones running around our knees and we're not telling them how good God is and we're not teaching them the statutes of the Word of God, we're failing them. Amen. They need to know that church is a wonderful place and you can have a good time at the house of God. But I tell you, we don't need to miss getting the Word of God in them. They need the book. Praising God. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. It's a declaration not only that's personal and public and praising God, but it's a declaration that's powerful. Listen to what Jesus said as he prayed to the Father in John 17. He said, I have declared unto them thy name, and I will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. You say, Pastor, why did you call that a declaration that's powerful? Because anytime you get to talk about his name, buddy, there's power. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hebrews 2:12 said, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And then lastly, not only is it a declaration that's personal and public and praising God and powerful, but it's a declaration that's practical. It'll work. Amen. 1 John 1 and verse number 5 said this, this then is the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Think about that. Amen. I got tired of walking in darkness. Somebody said, boy, you took a leap in the dark. Oh, no. I took a leap out of the dark. Amen. God gave me life. Amen. Romans 3:26 said, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. You and I, beloved, that are free today, we can walk at liberty because we've been delivered. If we're determined and we'll dedicate our life to the cause of walking at liberty, and if we'll speak up and declare the goodness of God Almighty. Amen.